This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You got your skiing, both downhill and cross country. You got your ice skating and your snowboarding. You got ice climbing and snowshoeing. And increasingly, you got snowmobiling. It's a growing big part of winter economies in the western United States. But it's also a growing part of people riding in potentially deadly terrain, avalanche risk terrain specifically. And oftentimes, the remote areas that people are riding in don't have an avalanche forecast. Wyoming's only avalanche center wants to crowdsource a solution and in the process get a picture of what's going on with the less studied snowpacks in the eastern half of that state. Hannah Haberman from Wyoming Public Radio has that one.
High up on a snowy ridge in the Teton Mountains, Frank Karras and John Fitzgerald shovel out a flat spot in a steep slope so they can see the snow's layers. It's a beautiful bluebird day, and they've got big puffy coats on. An avalanche naturally occurred here recently. They point to the likely culprit, a crusty layer of crystals where the slide occurred.
We've had that sandwich crust, facet crust, down towards the bottom of the pack, but not at the ground.
Karras and Fitzgerald work as forecasters for the Jackson-based Bridger-Teton Avalanche Center, which provides daily avalanche forecasts. It's their job to literally get their hands in the snow to test its stability on many different slopes and to see how it's changed over time.
A week or 10 days ago, both of these crusts were much firmer.
Yeah.
Now, Karras and Fitzgerald have one more data point for their next forecast, a crucial tool for recreators as they decide where to safely ski and snowmobile. But Karras says there's only so much they can monitor.
There's basically six forecasters trying to cover 7,000 square miles of forecast area, and each of our mountain ranges have some unique weather and avalanche conditions.
That 7,000 square miles covers part of northwest Wyoming. Dwayne Meadows is the executive director of the Bridger-Teton Avalanche Center Foundation.
There are also a lot of blank spaces on the map where people are riding and snowmobiling and without an avalanche forecast to say, hey, today the avalanche danger is high or low or considerable or extreme.
Eastern Wyoming is one of those blank spaces where snowmobiling is on the rise.
The biggest part of Wyoming's winter tourism economy is snowmobiling, bigger than skiing. And it provides a lot for a lot of tiny little towns all over the state.
The number of visiting snowmobilers in Wyoming increased by almost 40% from 2012 to 2021, according to a state report. The number of snowmobilers killed in avalanches is also up. Meadows says advances in snow machine technology means riders might take more risks.
The snowmobiles are a lot easier to ride, and they're lighter, and they're faster, and people are getting themselves in trouble.
To fill in some of the gaps in avalanche forecasting, the Bridger-Teton Center created a new information exchange webpage for eastern Wyoming. Meadows says it's basically a crowdsourcing tool for community observations about snow stability in the area's mountain ranges.
If you're out snowmobiling, you can say, hey, I saw an avalanche, post a picture, and that helps other people who are out there it is a little dangerous.
Heather Tupper is a volunteer with the Snowy Range Snowmobile Club in eastern Wyoming. She's seen firsthand how the sport has exploded.
Every year there's always people that have never been here. You know, even the elevation can be something that, people just don't realize.
She says the new crowdsourcing tool will be useful, especially as snowmobilers continue to push further into the backcountry to avoid crowds.
There are spots that are avalanche prone. It's rare, but that doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
And when it comes to staying safe in avalanche terrain, a little more information might make a big difference. In Jackson, Wyoming, I'm Hannah Haberman for Marketplace.